Israeli troops were back in the Gaza Strip today, staging one of the largest operations in recent months. It was the second such incursion this week, and it came on the day that Palestinians mark as the anniversary of their displacement during the creation of the State of Israel. They call it Catastrophe Day. It also follows appeals made last weekend by Secretary of State Colin Powell for both sides to take steps to begin implementing the roadmap to peace. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Since Powell left Israel on Monday, Israel has stepped up operations against Palestinian gunmen and sent troops and tanks to try to stop the firing of mortars and rockets on Israel from Gaza. Military officials say they're responding to increased efforts by Palestinian militants to commit attacks and say there is no direct connection to Powell or the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. But Palestinians see the Israeli incursions as proof that Israel has no intention of implementing the roadmap. The latest incursion came early this morning when dozens of Israeli tanks, backed by helicopter gunships, surrounded the northern Gaza town of Beit Hanun. Palestinian witnesses said 12-year-old Mohammed Azzanin was shot dead by Israeli troops during a gun battle between soldiers and Palestinian militants, in which two gunmen were also killed. Israeli bulldozers demolished four buildings. Israeli Army spokesman Jacob Dalal says that in the past 2 weeks, Palestinian gunmen have fired a dozen Qassam rockets and 43 mortars at Jewish settlements in Gaza and into the southern Israeli town of Sderot.
We really cannot allow to have a city in Israel be under the threat of these rockets.
Since Powell left Israel on Monday, there have been a series of Israeli actions in Gaza. Israel sealed off the entire strip, meaning no Palestinian can enter Israel from Gaza, saying they had warnings of planned suicide bombings. Yesterday, five Palestinians, including a 15-year-old boy, were shot and killed in several incidents in the West Bank and Gaza. Also this week, Prime Minister Sharon gave an interview to the Jerusalem Post in which he said any talk of changing Israel's settlement policy in the West Bank and Gaza as called for in the roadmap was, quote, not on the horizon. Palestinian Foreign Minister Nabil Shaath says all of this raises doubts about the roadmap.
I mean, it's just a manifestation of how much the Israelis are going to continue to resist the roadmap. And since the roadmap has to be acceptable to the Israelis, this means that the chances this morning seems to be much less than they did before.
Sharon advisor Dory Gold counters that it is the Palestinians who are delaying the implementation of the roadmap by refusing to crack down on Palestinians who fire rockets and mortars at Israel.
In order to move forward, we have to begin with security. And as long as the Palestinians have not made the strategic decision to deal with their security responsibilities, especially in the Gaza Strip where they have the capability, full capability to do so, Israel will have to take self-defense measures.
Public opinion polls show two-thirds of Israelis support the roadmap, which calls for a provisional Palestinian state by the end of this year. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.